eyes, nose, lips. Jess was drawing a face on her hand. She should have been making notes for her history essay, a list of reasons why King Charles I was unpopular. But instead, she was giving herself a love tattoo of the beautiful Ben Jones. A touch of Leonardo DiCaprio, a hint of Prince William, the merest suggestion of Brad Pitt. The flicked-up hair, the slanty grin. Oh no, it didn't look like Ben at all. It looked like a demented iguana. Art wasn't Jess's strong point. She wrote, "Ben Jones or demented iguana," under her tattoo, and coughed in signal to her friend Flora that communication was desired. It was a kind of ringtone, a cough in the rhythm of the latest Justin Timberlake single. Flora looked up from the next desk, and Jess held the tattoo up to her. Flora smiled, but it was a kind of pretend smile, and immediately afterward, Flora glanced furtively at Miss Dingle and sort of dived straight back into her work. Miss Dingle, Dingbat to her fans, was glaring from the teacher's desk.
"Jess Jordan, what's your problem?"
"Oh, God, Miss Dingle, there are so many," sighed Jess, hastily pulling her sleeve down to hide the portrait tattoo of Ben Jones, the iguana. "Tragic, broken home, hideous genetic inheritance, massive arse." A few people giggled.
"Get on with your work,"
snapped Miss Dingle, trying to sound steely and terrifying, even though she had a weedy little voice and couldn't pronounce her R's.
"If you showed half as much interest in writing history projects as you do in trying to be amusing, you'd be the star pupil instead of the class dunce. You're going to fail miserably unless you pull your finger out. You think you're such a clever dick."
Everybody hid their faces in their books and cracked up. As silently as possible, of course. The whole room shook. Miss Dingle always used this old-fashioned slang that sounded faintly obscene. "Pull your finger out," and "clever dick."
"And the rest of you," shouted Miss Dingle. "Be quiet, and get on with writing your list of reasons, unless you all want to stay behind after school. I'm quite tempted to put the whole group in detention. Don't push me too far. I can quite easily pull out the big one."
There was a muffled explosion as everyone tried to avoid laughing out loud by eating their own tonsils. But frenzied scribbling was also resumed. Nobody wanted to stay behind after school. Jess picked up her dictionary and tried to look intelligent. She turned the pages, hoping for a rude word. Suddenly, she had an idea. Maybe you could consult the dictionary a bit like the tarot. Think of a question, then open it at random. Jess closed her eyes and concentrated. "Will Ben Jones and I ever be an item?" Her finger jabbed at a word. Parsley. A well-known garden herb, used for flavoring soup. Well, not a brilliant result, obviously, but maybe there was a hidden meaning. Perhaps you could make a boy fall in love with you by rubbing parsley behind your ears or sprinkling chopped parsley in his pants while he was swimming. Jess suddenly caught Dingbat's eye again. A dangerous moment. Hastily, Jess copied down the title of the history essay. Reasons Why King Charles I Was Unpopular. All she had to do was read chapter 6 of the history book. Jess flicked through the book and looked at the pictures. Charles I had sad, haunted eyes and a stylish goatee. Flora had told her that he had been only about 5 feet tall. Some kind of hobbit, obviously. And then he had had his head chopped off. Pretty bad news for anybody, of course, but for a short guy, clearly a disaster style-wise. Jess looked across at Flora, who was writing so hard her whole body shook. Flora had written 3 whole pages already, and if Jess was going to catch up with her, she'd got to make a start. Jess picked up her pen and let her imagination run away with her. This was always dangerous.